June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, hoping for the next 2 hours to be flawless radio for me, as it does turn out that Twitch has said they have clipped it, and I did say re-poop. So, guys, I'm hoping for everybody that's just now joining us for their lunchtime break that I can deliver better, more consistent radio for you.
I'm praying. This has been an absolute train wreck for 2 hours,
but
Corey.
No promises.
What the hell is going on with you over there?
That's kind of the way I've always
liked
it.
You put up with
it.
This crap every day? This dude's saying poop on the air. It's unbelievable. This is an embarrassment.
Are you embarrassed?
Are you embarrassed?
I mean,
grits.
Show's doing pretty good, so I'm just going to say
number one midday show in DFW right here, baby.
Thank you, Zach. I really appreciate that. So I kind of like the train wrecks.
I love it too.
I feel like the train wrecks are what we are, and we've never claimed to be perfect. Like, you look at ESPN sometimes, and you're just like, man, they nailed that segment perfectly. That's never something that our show's ever claimed to be. We're going to be as good as we possibly can, but we're humans, and we'll get you to laugh while we're doing it too. The make or break player for the Dallas Cowboys in 2025. This something I pitched out to Kevin the other day, and we just kept not being able to get it into the show. And I was like, this is perfect for Friday because Woolchuck's in studio with me. And I love listening to Woolchuck's opinions on the Cowboys during the G-Bag Nation. You got to listen every day, 2 to 7. By the way, you got to go check them out today.
Check them out.
Where are we at? We're at Pickler's Universe.
Carrollton, correct? Baby. Yep. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. They're going to have free pizza out there for you, courtesy of Mr. Jim. So go on out 2 to 5, say hello to my buddies, and make sure you go right up to Brian. I don't care if he has a headset on or not. As long as they're in a break, you ask him all the football questions.
As long they have to be in a break, though?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise.
Can't talk to him on air?
That'd be a little bit.
He's not going to allow it?
He won't. Okay. He might not even allow it off a break, but I want you to try.
You know, I have been told that he won't talk to women off the breaks. Yeah, if women try to talk to him.
Really?
He will not talk to them. That's what I've been told.
I have not noticed this.
I saw him be accused of it once right there in front of me.
I saw that too.
Spectacular.
Yeah, that was a pretty wild moment.
She knows. All right, the Cowboys make or break player for this season. Zach, like I said, I love your Cowboys' opinions here on the G-Bag Nation. So this could be one of two things. I asked Kevin this, and since he's not here today, he said, hey, can I make my submission, though? Mm-hmm. I said, absolutely. And he said, Trayvon Diggs.
Okay.
And I said, is that for himself or for the team? And he said, I think it's both. And so for him, if Trayvon Diggs isn't what they want or expect or back to what normal is for him, could the Cowboys say, all right, see you later, and get out of that contract? The other thing is, if he's not that guy, Cowboys team, are they going to struggle in the secondary? Ravel, I know we've seen, we love Ravel. We all do. But he has to get healthy and then get up to speed at this level.
And we don't know. I mean, it's a projection.
Right.
Well, I mean, we're hoping that he's a good player in the NFL.
You saw the traits that you liked about him.
No question about it. I think that Diggs is a good one, right? If they... end up having a healthy Trayvon Diggs, how much differently do we feel about the secondary? I think a ton, right? Because now all of a sudden you do feel good about, you got Bland, you got Diggs on the outside, and then what happens at nickel? Does somebody emerge? Does Kalen Carson end up being a guy that can play the slot? Does it end up being Israel McQuamu? Or do they just say, all right, here's Kyer Elam, and we're going to kick Bland inside on nickel passing downs? I don't know that there is a player I am more out on where we stand on June 20th than Trayvon Diggs.
Really?
I just...
Wow.
I've heard so many things that if he did not get hurt, he's a player in a contract they would have looked to move and trade this offseason. There's question marks when it comes to... And Jerry said it. You know, the rehab, the approach, the want to, the buy-in. It's just... There's things after the contract has been signed that's just been around that it hasn't been positive, man. And a lot of that is just Trayvon Diggs needs to lock in. Is this a job? Do you love football? I think those things have been questioned.
When you have that and then you get the big money because you're talented.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes a lot of people will question that too because the love part of it. And sometimes you question it yourself. You're just like, I'm paid. I can buy all these other interests that I have.
I've made it. Now, he was just talking about how many kids he's got. He wants to play football for X amount of years, right? So, like, and I hope he does, man, because Trayvon Diggs in 2021 was so much fun, and it's rare to find players like that. And then the tackling stuff. It's like, we've seen it. We've seen glimpses. He saves the game against Cincinnati a couple of years ago, wants to get physical, wants to tackle. The Giants opener 2 years ago ends up blowing a coverage, runs back, pops a fumble, boom. Here we go. You can see him be physical when he wants to. It's just the want to. It's the desire. It's the heart, the will. That, I think, I don't know. Is it consistent? Does it run hot and cold? The player for me, though, is Tyler Guyton. I really think this is all about the offensive line. I've advocated, I actually have more pressing questions for the offense than I do the defense. There are questions on the defense, 100%, but I think the more important, vital questions are what the heck is this offense even going to look like? Because they're saying a lot of different things. We got new schemes. We want to play up tempo. What version of Dak do you get? Dak has usually been really good in seasons following an injury. And you can think Dak will never win a Super Bowl. That's fine. But the reality is Dak's a good regular season quarterback.
Absolutely.
And then we can have that conversation about the playoffs. And I'm probably going to agree with you if you say he's not the guy that's going to get it done. But to me, it's Guyton, and it's this offensive line. If the offensive line plays better, I think that they'll be able to generate a rushing attack no matter who emerges out of that backfield. And when this team's been at their best, you go back to 16, you go back to 18, 2014, right? It's the offensive line was the best in football. They've got an opportunity now with three first-rounders yet again on that offensive line. Terrence Steele hopefully bouncing back with the new offensive line coach. You know how I feel about Cooper Beebe. I think he's going to be just fine and continue to ascend. If you can just get, I don't even need all-pro, Pro Bowl-level Tyler Guyton. I just need a solid, good left tackle. Don't be a liability. Don't be getting holding calls to disrupt drives.
Yep.
Line up on the line of scrimmage, right? So don't be giving Dak, boom, snaps. Here's pressure in my face right now. And now I got to roll to my right. We'll see what the hell happens. Whole play's broken down. Timing's off. Just need a solid version of Tyler Guyton, and I think they can be really good.
I use the word lazy footwork because last year there were too many times you saw him reach. And when you're reaching, you didn't do what you needed to do to get your feet in position. And that's what I saw with Tyler Guyton a lot of last year. I call it lazy. It could be inexperience. It could be that his body just wasn't physically capable of doing it yet. But he needs to be better at getting his feet right. And if he can do that, he's strong. Then he needs more experience for sure.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Definitely has to happen. Because Guyton was my guy too.
Mm-hmm.
Guyton was definitely the
I'm
one
sorry.
That. No, that's great because I think a lot of people are in the same boat right
here,
now.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at this offensive line and they think what we said earlier, Tyler Smith next to Cooper Beebe, next to Tyler Booker, that's a strong trio up the middle, which the Cowboys since Tony Romo have been very adamant. They want to be good in those three areas because of how close you are to the quarterback. And if you can keep the space around that quarterback a little clean, Dak can step up in the pocket and do a little bit more. The edges are a little less of a concern. I guess then the person that I'll go with is Jake Ferguson. I think it's a make or break for him, and I also think it's a make or break for this team because his physicality sets tones for the guys around him. Nobody was going to touch Dak if Jake Ferguson was on the field because Jake Ferguson would not let them. He would, if it happened, he's going to get in your face to show you why it shouldn't happen again. And so him last year, after the injury, I know the injury happened, but even before that, he didn't look, he had a couple of penalties that were kind of off, and he just didn't look focused last year. And you can't have that. You just can't have one of your best players, guys that all the people look at and go, he sets the tone for mm-hmm. us. He can't be the one false starting like Guyton. He can't be the one out there committing holding penalties downfield and causing problems that bring the ball back because the team's not good enough. They weren't good enough last year to withstand those penalties. And when you talk about the running the ball and who emerges out of that room, I have no clue. I have zero clue who's going to emerge out of that room. But that offensive line and that tight end group is going to help it.
Yeah.
So I want Javonte Williams to emerge as a more than 2 yards per rush guy
mm-hmm.
because I had him in fantasy and I watched him. I know what I saw. And I was like, okay, the problem I couldn't decide on, and I don't know if you went back and watched Denver a lot last year, was that his offensive line didn't have a second level block for him, or was that all he could do? Because there were too many times I saw him get into the back of a pile and just, that was it.
Yep.
And then you'd see like a McLaughlin would get the ball and he'd create some space for himself. And so I often wonder, Javonte Williams, another year off the injury, will this offensive line be able to block two levels down for him to be able to get to that point?
That's the hope. And I was with you. I kind of assumed this would be Javonte Williams' RB1, and then we'd see like, hey, how does Jadon Blue end up doing as the season goes on? But out of minicam, I know, you know, just trusting to what Bobby's saying, it does sound like Miles Sanders has looked better than I and a lot of people thought he would. I kind of threw dirt on Miles Sanders.
I will continue to for this reason. Right now, it's easy to run.
Mm-hmm.
Easy space to run in.
We're not in pads.
And he's a pretty good receiver out of the backfield, too. So it all looks easy for him. Whenever the things start to get tough, that's when I'm with you. I was like, Miles Sanders.
I mean, Carolina seemed like they wanted to just get rid of him at every turn. Like, Chuba Hubbard, here you go. Here's a bunch of money. We're going to draft Jonathan Brooks in the second round. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and bring in Rico Dowdle in the offseason because we definitely don't want Miles Sanders. I thought that was really interesting, and I love what you're saying about Fergie, because I do think with the George Pickens addition, he is the player that I think should benefit the most.
I'm right there. I think, well, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up, because I still have a hard time on the defensive side of the ball, aside from Diggs, saying make or break, because everything's going to be new to them this year with this defensive coordinator. With Flus coming back in and doing his thing, how is he going to use them, and is he going to get different things out of these guys? And actually be able to, you know, stuff the run and tackle physically. Is he going to be able to do that? But I'm glad you brought up Pickens, and I wanted to bring up CeeDee Lamb in this as well. Pickens was named the NFL's, for each of the 32 teams, the most important newcomer for each mm-hmm. one of these guys, these teams. And Pickens was USA Today's selection for the most important. I started thinking, I was like, okay, was Kenneth Murray as important?
Yeah.
Who are any of these other guys? I started going through the rookies too, and I was like, I think Siobhan Revelle's an important piece on this. But I know Pickens has this is the perfect year for him to prove that he's a number one for a big time contract with somebody else. All the things line up perfectly for him to have a really big season. The other one, though, is David Cheetah on NFL.com said way too early bold predictions. Or is it Chiata?
I think that you nailed it.
Cheetah. He says,
I don't know,
that CeeDee Lamb is going to break the NFL record for receptions this season. And so he thinks the arrival of George Pickens is one of the reasons that that's going to help.
Okay.
And when you start to think about how you would use him, this is probably happens a little too often. I start thinking to myself, how would I use him? And the coaches don't necessarily do the same thing I do.
Of course.
But whenever I look at this, play action is going to be a big factor for Dak Prescott because Dak Prescott does well with play action.
Yes.
That's just a simple fact.
Hey, the one thing we know about Shoddy's track record, he likes play action as well.
And we've also learned over time that you don't even have to have, a lot of times you don't even have to have a good running game for play action to work, but it does help your running game too because play action is what it is. So it creates an imbalance in defenders knowing what they're supposed to do. So when then I look at, okay, what can Pickens do? He is going to create one-on-ones. Well, now you also have, once you've decided to say I'm double teaming CeeDee Lamb, you're not just creating space for Pickens. You're creating space for Ferguson, just like you said.
Yeah.
The thing about these two receivers on either side is that when Dak's at his best, when he sees single high coverage, once he sees it, he knows where to attack. That guy rolls left, that guy rolls right, I'm going where he wasn't, because that's where the most space is for me to throw to. When he's at his best, that happens, and that's going to happen more often than not whenever if you have good play action and if you have receivers that are competent in doing their jobs and winning their one-on-one battles, because at some point you do have to start rolling to somebody.
Yes.
And when that happens, that's when Dak should recognize the next one's open. I think Pickens is going to be a great factor for this team as long as they can keep him wrangled in and as long as he does it for himself, stays disciplined in what he wants to do. But CeeDee Lamb setting the NFL record for receptions in a season, do you think that is possible? He produced 135 catches in 2023,
yeah,
when Dak was healthy.
It's possible. I wonder with the addition of Pickens, like, that's just not going to make it likely, right? Because, like, how many catches is George Pickens going to end up getting?
Gotta feed everybody.
And then Ferguson as well, as you just mentioned. That's a contract year for Fergie. Contract year for Jalen Tolbert. They just paid Kevontae Turpin. How much is Kevontae Turpin getting into the mix here? So I just think there's other mouths to feed that might limit that. But the way that they peppered him with targets in 2023, CD is that type of player that deserves that kind of consistency. Like, you need to find a way to have him involved and have him involved on a regular basis. It's possible. The record's 149 for Michael Thomas.
Yep.
So he was pretty close 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so
it's
possible. I would just say not likely, because I just think Pickens eats into some of that production.
Yeah. If they go to short passing game and he becomes running back feature for passing game, you know, he's a receiver.
Right.
But we use our best receiver as a running back out of the slot.
Yeah.
You know, then that could definitely line up well for him to get plenty of touches.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.